नतिमिरन्धस्या गणञ्जनं सलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितं च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तु ते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 55 फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 9 टू टेक्स्ट 16 राइट आई थिंक सो। हिस्ट्री ऑफ प्रद्युम्न मारे कृष्ण राके के राके कृष्ण मारे के ओके सो टेक्स्ट 9 10 11 12 13 14 15 एंड 16 ओके टेक्स्ट 10 हैज अ परपोर्ट दैट्स अबाउट इट। So, do we chant together or I just read myself? How does it work? What? So, the purport which we have, we responsibly. Doesn't matter. Any sloka. Okay. Okay, so let's chant text 9 together, I guess. नाति दीर्घेन कालेन सकार नो वी चैंटिंग टुगेदर राइट रिस्पॉन्सिबली ओके सो टेक्स्ट 9 वी विल चैंट रिस्पॉन्सिबली एंड अदर टेक्स्ट वी विल रीड टुगेदर ओके। नाति दीर्घेन कालेन सकार्ष्णीरुढ यौवनः जनयामास नारीनां विक्षन्तीनां च विभ्रमम्। नाति दीर्घेन कालेन सकार्ष्णीरुधि रुढ यौवनः जनयामास नारीनां विक्षन्तीनां च विभ्रमम्। नातिदीर्घेण कालेन सकार्ष्णीरुधि यौवनः जनयामास नारीनां विक्षन्तीनां च विभ्रमम्। Mataji's. Na, not. Ati dirge na, very long. Kalena, after a time. Saha, he. Karshnehe, the son of Krishna. Rudha, attaining. Yavanaha, full youth. Janayamasa, generated. Narinam, for the women. Vikshantinam, who looked upon him. Cha, and. Bibramam, enchantment. Translation. After a short time, the son of Krishna Pradyumna attained his full youth. He enchanted all women who gazed upon him. Okay, so now text 10. Satam pati padmadava padmadalayate kshanam pralabdabahum naraloka sundaram savibradhasottabhita bruvekshati prityopatasthera tiranga saurataiha. I just read translation, right? I don't read word by word. Okay. Translation. My dear king, with a bashful smile and raised eyebrows, Mayavati exhibited various gestures of conjugal attraction as she lovingly approached her husband, whose eyes were broad like the petals of a lotus, whose arms were very long, and who was the most beautiful of men. Purport. Mayavati exhibited her conjugal attraction for Pradyumna even before revealing their true identities. Naturally, this caused some confusion at first, as described in the following verse. Text 11. Tamaha Bhagavan Karshner Mataste Matir Anyatha Matru Bhavamati Kramya Vartase Kamini Yatha. Translation. Lord Pradyumna told her, O mother, your attitude has changed. You are overstepping the proper feelings of a mother and behaving like a lover. Text 12. Rati vacha bhavan narayana sutaha samvarena hato grihat aham te drikrita patni Rati Kamo Bhavan Prabhu. Translation. Rati said, you are the son of Lord Narayan and were kidnapped from your parents' home by Sambara. Sambara. I, Rati, am your legitimate wife, O Master, because you are Cupid. Text 13. Esha Twarnidasham Sindhau Akshipa Chambaro Suraha Matsyo Grasitad Udarad Ita Prapto Bhavan Prabho. That demon Shambara threw you into the sea when you were not even 10 years old. 10 days old. He was actually 6 days old. And a fish followed you. Then in this way, then, in this very place, we recovered you from the fish's abdomen, O Master. They throw it in the ocean, and the fish swallows him, and the fisherman catches the fish. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. When Krishna wants to save, nobody can kill. When Krishna wants to kill, nobody can save. Text 14. Tamimam jahi dur dharsam durjayam satrum atmanaha maya satvidam tamcha maya bhir mohanadibhi. Translation. Now kill this dreadful Sambhara, your formidable enemy. Although he knows hundreds of magic spells, you can defeat him with bewildering magic and other techniques. She's gonna give him these techniques in the future. Text 15. Pari sochati te mata kuru reva gat praja putra sneha kuladina vivatsa gauri vatura. Translation. Your poor mother, having lost her son, cries for you like a kurari bird. Someone who is kurari bird? What is kurari bird? Anyone has the idea in the classroom here? Kurari bird. Okay, well, let's not speculate here. She is overwhelmed with the love for her child, just like a cow that has lost its calf. Okay? Text 16. Prabhashyaivam dadau vidyam pradyumnaya mahatmane mayavati mahamayam sarvamaya vinashinim. Translation, Shukdev Goswami continued, speaking thus, Mayavati gave to the great soul Padyumna the mystic knowledge called Mahamaya, which vanquishes all other deluding spells. Interesting. Mystic knowledge called Mahamaya. Usually when we say Mahamaya means external energy, and Yogamaya means internal energy. But this Mahamaya is in the mode of goodness, he is giving the knowledge. Okay, so we're going to talk about Kamadev and Pradyumna today, right? And we will see what the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has to say in the commentaries. So, where should I start? Let's see. Pradyumna, he is a son of Rukmini. And interesting that Krishna allows to be stolen when he is 6 days old. His son, Krishna's son, by Rukmini, allow Krishna. Krishna is allowing to be stolen by Sambhara, because Sambhara knows that Pradyumna is my enemy and he's going to kill me. So Sambhara takes Pradyumna when he's 6 days old, according to Śrīla Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and he drops it in the ocean and thinking that Pradyumna, this my formidable enemy is finished. But then what happens? This little baby, is caught, is fish swallowing that boy. And what happens? Fisherman catches the fish. And fisherman selling that fish to who? Sambhara's family. Because Sambhara wants to eat. That's what demons do. Eat. The Śrīla Prabhupāda mentioned, they eat non-veg food. So this fish is, now, before that, Lord Shiva had burnt Kamadeva into ashes. So Kamadeva's wife, Rati, she's crying. And she is going Lord Shiva, and during then, when she is approaching Lord Shiva, I heard that Sambhara also had come to ask for benediction from Lord Shiva. And Rati here is asking for benediction that please revive my son, my husband. Give him please another body, because he is my husband. This is material world. One life you are husband, next life you are wife, next life you are son, next life you are father. This is what we go on, cycle of birth and death, we continue it. Because our desires, lust, kama is also translated as a desire here in this shlokas here. We'll talk about that Kamadev. So then what happened that, but Sambhara has approached first, so Lord Shiva says, you ask first benediction. So Sambhara says. So Sambhara says, oh, but while Sambhara doesn't reveal what benediction he wanted. So while Rati is also there, then Sambhara gets attracted to the beauty of this Rati. And he wants to marry with her. So Lord Shiva says, beat. And Lord Shiva says to Rati that your desire will be fulfilled. Now Sambhara had stolen Pradyumna by becoming a woman. Because Sambhara had that mystic powers. He had assumed a form of a woman and he had stolen Pradyumna. So now so Sambhara so Lord Shiva says bait. But then Rati is confused. So Lord Shiva is saying to Rati, your desire will be fulfilled. So Rati comes she takes the name of Mayavati. And she comes in the house of Sambhara as a maid servant. She helps Srila Prabhupada mentions, she cooks rice and dal in the kitchen. So the fisherman Pradyumna is in the fish. So fisherman is catching a fish, and this fish is sold to Sambhara's family, Sambhara. And the cook cut the fish, and what they find? They find this beautiful little baby from the stomach of a fish. And that baby is taken care by Mayavati. Mayavati, right? Yeah, because there is already Mayavati who was in UP, the chief minister. But that's different. But we are talking about this Mayavati here, Rati. So then, what happens, she's taking care of him like a mother, but she is attracted by seeing the beauty, and she knows that he's my husband, this boy. And the first translation says, in a short time, the son of Krishna Pradyumna attained his full youth. In a short time. And then now we reading in this next few shlokas that Pradyumna is bewildered because she is Mayavati is attracted to him as he is her husband. Because Cupid has entered in Pradyumna. So Pradyumna is bewildered that you are like my mother, and now you are acting my lover. So then Mayavati says, telling the whole what happened. He was a son of Narayan, he was a son of Krishna. And Sambhara had stolen you. Sambhara is your enemy. He wants to kill you. So now you're going to kill him. So that you will read further after the 16th From 17 onward, there will be fight between Pradyumna and Sambhara. And of course, Pradyumna will finish him up. And then Mayavati has that power, so they will go fly in the sky with Pradyumna and Mayavati. They go as a married, they go enter in the inner chamber of Krishna in Dwarka. That you will read further. Now, Lord Shiva, I have another 15 minutes. Lord Shiva burnt Kamadev, right, into ashes. But Lord Shiva, calm turns into anger. Lord Shiva did not have overcome the anger. Kamayesha krodhesh rajagun samadbhava. So there is another pastime of this Kamadev. This is happened after this pastime of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva burning the Kamadev into ashes. Now Kamadev again took a birth, as you know. Now there is another pastime where Kamadev, there is a fight between Kamadev and Krishna. And what happened is that this Kama, we're going to talk about Nagaraj Prabhu had mentioned few about, just he didn't cover Unmad and Shoshan, Tapan, Stamban, Samohan. Nagaraj Prabhu in his class mentioned a little bit, but we'll talk more about it. The point is that this Kama, desire, is burning us while we are alive. The fire can burn, fire burns after we die, fire burns our gross body, doesn't burn our subtle body. But this Kama, this desire, burns us while we are alive, not just our subtle gross body, but also our subtle body. Also, this Kama is take away the rasa, because we have Krishna is Rasaraj, king of all the rasas. So we have the rasas in our senses, our mind, our intelligence, our ego, and our heart is full with rasa. But what happens, this rasas, this kama, is drying out all these rasas. So this kama deva, this Kamadeva was little bit proud, because he had already defeated even Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva, remember? Lord Shiva, when Lord assumed the Mohini Murti form, Lord Shiva just ran behind it. Same as Lord Brahma. So he had overcome all the demigods, defeated. So he was a little bit proud. So while he was, and when he was proud, what happens? His hands were, kya kehte hain? His hands were itching to fight. So while he was walking here, he came across Narad Muni. And he says, Narad Muni, I'm going to fight with you. Narad Muni says, no, not with me. Not with me. You go to Krishna in Vrindavan. You can He's a most beautiful, attractive person. You go to him. So, when Krishna was having rasa, at that time this Kamadeva had approached there. Kamadeva. And he wanted to fight. He said, he says to Krishna, I have heard so much your glories about you. I want to fight. So Krishna arranged Maharas dance and said, no, you will fight. You come. When I'm going to play the bansuri, when I play the flute, there will be millions and millions of all beautiful ladies will be coming, girls will be coming. At that time you can come. So Kamadeva was waiting for that time. So when Krishna played the flute, most beautiful, attractive gopis, they were beautiful than the apsaras from the heaven. They came. And Kamadeva had come with her. He has a 5 arrows. His idea was, I can shoot Krishna and then I can take away all these beautiful ladies. So Kamadeva come with the 5 arrows. And what are these 5 arrows? That's what here Sridhar Swami is asking, how is that happen? Sridhar Swami is mentioning, how is it? Because Kamadeva was proud. And Krishna wanted to remove his pride. So first arrow out of 5 arrows, first arrow is, now I don't know how to say in English, Unmad. Someone can help me. What is Unmad in English? Nasha. In English, it's called Nasha. Intoxicated. Unmad. Is that right? Hari, I forgot your name. You are Sanskrit here.
Madness?
Okay, so madness out of intoxication. You need to help me for English. I have Sanskrit words here. So Unmad, madness out of intoxication. Means our eyes supposed to look at the beautiful form of the Lord, but we try to look beautiful for feature of the opposite sex. This is Unmad. This is one arrow. Second arrow is Tapan, tap, heat. Is that what you call, Prabhu? Tapan, burning desire. Burning desire. This is all, this is second arrow of the kama. Third is shoshan. Takes away all the juice of the bhakti, of the jnana, knowledge. This is kama. That's it. He dries away the heart. Dries away the heart. When we come here for darshan, instead of looking that it is, we look at other people here. When you come in the temple room. Then, fourth is stamban. What do you call in English, stamban? Hindi call ait. Ait aati hai. I don't know what you call in English. Example is given, if you tell your son, please don't decorate so much. No, I'm not decorating. If you tell your daughter, you're looking okay, you don't have to decorate so much. No, I'm not decorating. What do you call in stamban in English, Prabhuji? Ait aati hai, ait.
No?
Posturing, showing off. And the last one is sammohan. Moh is going up, illusion, right? Goes up. So these are the 5 arrows, and out of the 5 arrows, 1 arrow is touching us and we are falling down. one of these arrows. So this Kamdeva had come with the fire arrows thinking that I will throw these fire arrows at Krishna. And Krishna will be finished and then I will have all the gopis. But when he came and he saw Krishna's beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, he was completely enamored by seeing the beautiful form of the Krishna. He kept looking at him, looking at him, looking at him. Yeah? He keep holding the arrows to him, Krishna, but at the same time he keep looking at Krishna. And so he was so enamored by the beauty that what Krishna did? Krishna moved his hands other way around. So now his five arrows are to his heart. And he became unconscious. So his wife Rati was also there. And Rati started to cry, of course, you know. Her husband became unconscious. So Radharani is also there with Krishna. So Radharani gave a sign to him, to her, that you take him away from here, your husband, because he will not able to see the rasa dance. He will be above him. So Kamadeva is taken away. So this Kama is the one which is keeping us in this material world. Any questions? Yes, Madan Mohan Prabhu.
It's also mentioned that Krishna defeats millions of Cupids.
Yes.
So is that the same idea? How does Krishna defeat millions of Cupids?
Of course, Krishna can do anything. He's Lord, right?
That's one of his names.
So. I mean, here, look at it here. I mean, you know, Krishna allows his son to be stolen when he's 6 days old, and he's thrown in the ocean, and then a fish catching him. He's in the stomach of a fish. I mean, this is... you know, which is, Krishna has allows it. He sees varieties. He wants to have varieties of pastimes. Yes. Yes, Trivikram Prabhu.
Where did you get a story from?
This is from Garg Samhita and also Brahma Vaivat Puran. There is a place called Hatana in the Brajmandal Parikrama. Hatana means coming, Hat. Hat means finish, kill. So Hatana, that's where these pastimes happen.
Repeat the names again, which Puran you say?
There is also Garga Samhita, there is also Brahma Vivad Purana.
Okay, Garga. And then I heard you said 6 days, and the Bhagavatam says 10 days?
No, in under 10 days. Uh-huh. But Srila Vasudeva Chakravarti Thakur says, that he was, here I can tell you, he was kidnapped 6 days. Then he was 6 days old.
So when Lord Shiva had burnt Kamadev, right? Is that the same story? I mean, there's two versions of it. One was some fight with Kartikeya and so forth. That was one episode. And the other episode is after Sati was burnt herself, she was born back as the daughter of Monk Meru, the Himalayas. And she was serving Shiva. She had wanted to marry him back, but he did not want her. And so the demigod sent Kamadev to allure Shiva. So when he allured Shiva, then Shiva lost focus on his meditation. And when he opened his eyes, he saw Kamadev deer and immediately burnt him. So is this relation to this kata here or?
Hey, I don't know that.
Okay.
You telling me the story which I don't know. I know that you had burned the Kamadev, that's I know.
I should know this, but I've forgotten. There is a Chakravyuha, where Krishna expands to Balaram, then
yes.
Pradyumna, Aniruddha.
Yes, Aniruddha, yes.
So is that Pradyumna is different from Kamadeva Pradyumna?
Now, this is what, here Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, no, it's the same Pradyumna. Yeah. Now the point is that Srila Chakravarti was the same Pradyumna, that's what he's mentioning. Now of course Srila Prabhupada in the first time in the Puri Krishna book, in the beginning he said he's not the same. But then he said also is a plenary portion of, you know, Pradyumna. Now of course Kamadev is Jiva Tattva. But here he's mentioned that because Pradyumna is the Vishnu Tattva, by his touch, and also Rati. Rati Mayavati sees Jiva Tattva. But just by the touch of Pradyumna, she is spiritualized. That's what he mentioned here. Okay? It's interesting pastimes. Now there is also, I have no time, but there is another pastime also about it. But I guess some other time we'll talk about it. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you.